You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Well, happy Monday. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. Hope everyone had a great weekend. Man, do we have a lot to get to today. Obviously, all eyes are on Texas as the Texas Democrats have run to Illinois, which was funny because earlier today, Hakeem Jeffries said that the Texas Democrats had Republicans running, but it was actually the Democrats who were running. They ran up to Illinois, one of the most gerrymandered states in the country. And we'll be talking with numerous people about that, all those happenings in Texas. We're also going to catch up on the Cardinals, how they did this weekend with Frank Cusimano. He's joining us a little bit later. So, as I said, we have a packed show as always. I want to start off with the mess in Texas. Again, they've just, what do they call that, gaveled in a session in Austin. Well, earlier today, we've heard numerous things on what's going on in Texas. And I want to start, you know, obviously, guys, I have to bring it home for just a second. Let's go to, you want to talk about incompetent. Well, if you had a dictionary, the picture next to incompetent would be Governor Kathy Hochul herself. Here's let's play clip 32, Governor Kathy Hochul.
I have news flash for Republicans in Texas. This is no longer the Wild West. We're not going to tolerate our democracy being stolen in a modern-day stagecoach hoist by a bunch of law-breaking cowboys. If Republicans are willing to rewrite these rules to give themselves an advantage, then they're leaving us no choice. We must do the same.
Ah, see, here's what she left out. Kathy Hochul left out that she tried to have an even more gerrymandered map 4 years ago, and a court shot it down. So guess what she did? She replaced the judges. And so she tried for a more gerrymandered map. That's what she wants to get. Also, let's look at the statistics. In New York State, we have probably one, we have at least one, if not two, congressional districts that we shouldn't have. Why? Because we count the illegals on the census. In the last census, New York State counted over 600,000 illegals towards the number, which goes for the districts. So Kathy Hochul's out there pointing the finger at Texas. Well, Kathy, that's what you wanted to do. And by the way, you probably are working with two districts that you shouldn't have. Now, a little side note with Governor Hochul. When she was lieutenant governor, she used to come on my show all the time. Now that she's governor, I've talked to her twice. I'll give her credit. She's from Buffalo, But, you know, she avoids, just like a lot of the Democrats, interviews on my station up here in Buffalo, WBEN. But it's funny, the hypocrisy when addressing Texas. And you want to know the thing they're not saying? Because if you look, it's midterms, right? Republicans have a 3-seat majority right now in Congress, okay? Usually midterms, the party in the White House loses 20 to 30 seats at minimum, right? 10, 20, 30, I mean, more than three. Why are they all up in arms over 5 seats in Texas? Well, let's listen to clip 5. Harry Enten will tell us. Oh, clip 5, I'm sorry.
Democrats at this point are historically divided. It is a complete and utter mess. It is messier than a hoarder's basement. If you're a Democrat potentially thinking about running in 2028, jump right in, because at this point, there is no front runner. One of the reasons why there is no front runner, nobody wants to put anybody up at the top of their ballot list, is because at this particular point, the Democratic brand is in the basement. It is total and complete garbage in the mind of the American public.
And that's the case. Democrats are historically one of the most unpopular parties of all time. So they look at 5 seats. Texas could gerrymander 5 seats. Again, you have no leg to stand on when you look at Illinois, California, New York, and the gerrymandering that goes on in those states, but towards the favor of the Democrats, by the way. But you're upset that Texas is going to take advantage. And again, you want to debate that topic. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. But the reason they are this upset and this vocal is because they have no confidence that they can win 10, 20, or 30 seats at the midterms, because Republicans might be under 50%, but the Democrats are in the basement of likes we have not seen beyond my lifetime. It is a very unpopular party. People are finally starting to wake up. They're not giving in to the woke BS. They're not giving in to the indoctrination, right? People want to live their lives. They don't want to be lectured all the time. They don't want to be told how awful they are. And people are finally starting to wake up from this. We saw it in November. And again, I'm not sitting here saying that Trump's above 50%, because he's not in many polls. But you say what you want about Trump, he is not as unpopular as Democrats. And yes, there is no front runner. There's no front runner. Kamala was asked that on the Colbert show. She had no answer. She had no answer for who the leader of the party is right now, because there's not one. The minority leader in Congress, every time we see Hakeem Jeffries on TV, he's struggling to find the narrative. So whatever he's being asked can become Trump's fault, because that's their go-to. Amy Klobuchar, why is the Democrat Party unpopular? Oh, because of Trump. They always take it back to Trump. So this mess that we are seeing right over in Illinois, because the Texas Democrats, by the way, took a private plane that cost $100,000 just to get them to Chicago. It's going to be another 100,000 more, a private plane, because, guys, Democrats, they're like you. They can hop on private planes. You know, environment. They always scream about the environment. You got to turn off your gas stove. You can't drive your gas car. Oh, we need to flee Texas. Yeah, we'll take the private plane. Well, we can't wait for United or Southwest. It's just hypocrisy. And again, the party of democracy, when they don't like something, when they know a vote won't go their way, they flee. And, you know, this is the complete opposite of democracy. So Greg Abbott has said that he will vacate these seats. Now, again, he gave them till 10 minutes ago. This is what Governor Abbott said this morning, clip 30.
Four face charges ranging from felonious assault to aggravated rioting. Now, one of them, Jermaine Matthews, posted bond on Friday. He's now out on a conditional release wearing an ankle monitor. Police say they are still looking for two of the suspects facing charges in the attack and their fugitive apprehension teams.
These Democrats have absconded from the responsibility, and I believe they have forfeited their seats in the state legislature because they're not doing the job they were elected to do.
So that's what Governor Abbott has said. We'll see if he goes through with it. We'll see if he can go through it. Brad Young will be joining us after the break. You know him. He's our chief legal analyst. He's a partner with Harris Dow Fisher and Young. And he'll tell us the legalities, not only on the Dems fleeing, but also redrawing legislative maps. And I might ask him a question about the census in New York and other sanctuary states. You know, how that gains a district or two. So we'll be joined by him later in the show. We'll also be talking with Illinois State Senator Jason Plummer. He'll have a few things not only to say about the Texas Democrats, but also about gerrymandering. Because, again, you look at the state of Illinois, and right there is a clear example of gerrymandering. So we'll get that all after this break. Again, when we come back, Brad Young will join us. It's Joe Beamer filling in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hey, welcome back. It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. We will be joined by our guest in very, very soon. But in the meantime, as I... As we were talking about in the last segment, the Texas Democrats fleeing for Illinois. And right now, Texas House went into session, passed a motion granting authority to issue civil arrest warrants for the absent members of the House. So we'll see where they go from there. Again, they're in Illinois at a hotel owned by Governor Pritzker. And to discuss that, we're joined by Chief Legal Analyst here at 97.1, Brad Young. He's also a partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher, and Young. Brad, good to talk with you.
Hey, Joe.
Let's talk about these Texas Dems. First, the Texas Dems hopping on a private plane and going to Illinois. What can the governor of Texas do with those members absent?
Well, there's a couple of things here, Joe. First of all, Texas passed a law after the last time the Democrats did this stunt, which I believe was in 2023, where they left the state. And the whole point of leaving the state is to avoid a quorum. Without a quorum, you can't have a vote. So that's the overarching plan here. After the Democrats did this last time, Texas passed a law, signed it a law by Governor Abbott, that made it a criminal act to flee the state in order to avoid a vote. And there's a, I believe it's a $500 a day fine. It might be $5,000 a day fine if you do this, if you leave the state. Now, it presents a tricky question. You can't send, you know, Chuck Norris out with the Texas Rangers to go and bring these people back because Texas, whether it's the Rangers or the state police, they don't have jurisdiction in Illinois, so they can't do anything. But once those legislators return to the state, they can be fined. There's also a legal position floated by Greg Abbott today that he also has authority to dismiss these legislators as legislators and to deem them to have abandoned their position and to call a special election to replace them. Now, there's no case law on that. I don't see that in the statute, but that is his position that was announced today.
So, yeah, that was my next question. Can he actually do that? I mean, this sounds like the kind of thing where the courts would be involved and it would just be a huge mess.
It would be a huge mess. Now, the state attorney general, Ken Paxton, has said that the governor has the legal authority to do that. I don't see that in the statute, and I don't see that in case law. So certainly that would have to be litigated. And the question of whether or not the governor could invalidate these legislators' positions would clearly be up to the courts.
Now, to what the Texas Republicans want to do in redraw the map in 2025, not in 2030, what can they do and what can't they do?
Well, there are very strict limitations from a federal standpoint about whether or not legislators can and how they can redraw political districts. And typically, this falls under the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause, where the Supreme Court has invalidated attempts by states to do this in the past by eliminating traditional minority bloc voting districts. I mean, for example, as recently, I believe it was in 2023, it was in 2017 where the U.S. Supreme Court invalidated North Carolina's attempt to redraw political districts because it attempted to divide up traditional minority voting blocks and to put them in other districts. So this is something that's fought all the time. Red states do it. Blue states do it. That's what's really ironic here, Joe, about the Texas legislators going to Illinois, because Illinois has been notorious in what's called gerrymandering districts in the past to make sure that key legislators can't lose out if their district becomes more Republican or more red. So absolutely this would be fought in the courts regarding any attempts to redistrict Texas.
You know, this might be more of a political question than a legal question, but, you know, most people I talk to would be, hey, let's just draw the districts, you know, reasonably. Is that the kind of thing you could put on a ballot, or is that always just going to be in the hands of the people in the Capitol?
Well, Joe, let me break that down for you, buddy. What does reasonable mean? And
that's
the point
question.
Nobody knows what reasonable means. And the term gerrymandering goes back to the early 1800s when I believe it was in Massachusetts, tried to draw a political district that looked like a salamander. And the guy who did it was named Jerry. And so they call it gerrymandering. That's a term that's still used to this day. It's hundreds of years old. This happens in most states, but in particular states that are dominated by one political party. So whether that's the right, for example, in Texas, whether that's the left in California and Illinois, all states do this. And listen, politicians would never agree to simply something that you and I would agree to as reasonable, because that takes away the power of legislators to keep themselves in power, whether that's on the right or whether that's on the left.
It's funny. I moved 3 miles down the road and changed congressman. I moved into a little sliver that my congressman is in Erie County. It's funny looking at these, like Buffalo and Niagara Falls really shouldn't be, and nothing around Buffalo and Niagara Falls is in the same district. It's crazy to look at it. You know, you look at New York, like you said, New York, Illinois, California, just the way they've got these in to where you could be across the street from a different district.
Right. And it's the same fundamental problem, Joe, is like, you know, we could all sit in a room and agree that a flat tax is the best tax for this country. It would evenly distribute the tax among the rich and the poor. It would raise more money. It would eliminate loopholes. But no congressmen or women are ever going to agree with that because it takes away their power. And that's literally what we're talking about here when it comes to whether it's Texas, Illinois, New York, California. Right now, Gavin Newsom is talking about redistricting in California in order to eliminate the growing popularity of Republicans and conservatism in certain areas. So no politicians are ever going to do away with that inherent power that they have.
Of course not. Of course not. Brad, another thing that's big in the news is all of Trump's tariffs and what legally in the U.S. could courts do over those tariffs?
Well, right now, there's a court of appeals that has really called into question, I think it was last Thursday, on whether or not Trump has the power to initiate these unilateral tariffs without any congressional oversight. But here's really the breakdown of how this works, because only one statutory element of the congressional delegation of tariff power that was given to the president was litigated. It was under the emergency clause of a specific law that was passed in 1977. But here's the bottom line. When this gets litigated all the way up to the Supreme Court, let's say, for example, the Supreme Court invalidates Trump's power to impose tariffs under this one delegation of authority from Congress. President Trump can always then say, okay, I'm not going to use the IEEPA as my source of my power for tariffs. I'm going to use something else. And then it would all have to be litigated again. Remember back when Joe Biden was saying, we're going to eliminate student loans, and the courts would say, you can't do that. And then he would just say, okay, I'm going to eliminate student debt under a different statutory authority. And then that would have to be litigated. We're doing the same thing right now with tariffs. And so just if one court invalidates the tariff power, it doesn't mean that the tariff power itself has been invalidated.
Now, Brad, speaking of the courts, all right, a few months ago, I remember the Supreme Court said that a district court cannot hold up the executive. Yet we're still hearing about a court holding up the birthright citizenship. Can you explain that for a simpleton like me?
I certainly can, Joe. And you're no simpleton. But here's the simple explanation. And that is this. The Supreme Court said that one district cannot issue an order that invalidates power nationwide unless certain restrictions are met or certain conditions are met. One of those conditions was it affects a class of people that goes beyond simply those in the district itself. And so what these courts are doing now, these district courts, are trying to use the loophole that the Supreme Court gave in order to issue restraining orders that apply nationwide. Now, these are all going to be litigated. They're all going to go up to the Supreme Court. And once the court gets enough of these, the court is going to have to issue guidelines for when specifically a district court can and cannot invalidate an action of an executive branch to the entire country, or when they have to limit it to the district that the judge has jurisdiction over. The Supreme Court is going to have to give those specific guidelines, and they have not done it yet.
Something we always got to keep our eyes on. Brad, always great talk with you, my friend.
My pleasure, Joe. Anytime.
That is Brad Young. He is our chief legal analyst and a partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher, and Young. When we come back, we'll be talking about news coverage with Bruce Abramson. That's after this on 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Hope you're having a great start to the week on this Monday. We are joined by Bruce Abramson. He is currently the admissions director at New College of Florida and a fellow at the Coalition for America. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Pleasure to meet you. Always great to be on in St. Louis.
Hey, great to speak with you. Let's talk about this latest piece, How to Read Today's News. You came up with this information integrity, but before we talk about that, what made you want to start looking at the pieces of writing this piece? What about the news really started irking you?
Well, I mean, we are in full-blown conspiratorial anti-Semitism these days. It's coming not just from the left, where it's been for a long time, but also from the right. I had the severe mispleasure of actually being at the Turning Point USA conference in Tampa, which was overall a great conference. When Tucker Carlson went on his rant, it could have been out of Father Coughlin in the 1930s. You know, which of course was topped subsequently by the New York Times publishing a picture of a child suffering from cerebral palsy and several other genetic defects as proof that Israel is intentionally starving kids in Gaza, having cropped his healthy looking brother out of the picture. So we are deep into conspiratorial anti-Semitism. Obviously, the anti-Trump conspiracy theories, the Trump derangement syndrome, has been going on for a long time now. We're about a decade into that. The pieces are coming together, and it ties in with this course that I taught this past semester.
You know, before we get to that, I have another question on the on anti-Semitism. You know, it seems, you know, I on social media, I'll see people who, you know, just 8 years ago were calling Republicans anti-Semitic and calling Trump anti-Semitic. And now, every time they're talking about Gaza, they are saying things that, I mean, are extreme anti-Semitic. And it seems like that is just common now, and people feel like they can get away with it.
Yeah, well, it's always been a problem on the left for a very long time. I mean, the whole progressive woke movement has been anti-Semitic for a very long time. You know, it's the kind of thing that early on you might have only noticed it if you paid attention. But way back in Ferguson, okay, you remember the Ferguson riots? That was, I think, 2013, maybe, where BLM was founded. At the Ferguson riots, you had people waving signs blaming Israel for what was going on in Ferguson, claiming that they had trained all the American cops to take things out on black inner city people.
So this
has been going on for a long time.
Yes. And you you put together this information integrity. So go through the steps of your information integrity for when you see news pop across your screen.
Sure. So here's the trick. So about 2 years ago, in early 23, I kind of said to myself, what's the most important thing I could teach today's college students? And that was a question I asked myself when I was really planning on diving back into academia. And the answer I came up with was how to navigate today's information and media terrain safely. Okay? One of the things that I like to say is that in the Stone Age, we called it the Stone Age because we learned how to make tools and weapons out of stone. In the Iron Age, we learned how to make tools and weapons out of iron. We are in the Information Age. Our primary weapons and tools today are informational. Today's college kids have been online. They have been in the crosshairs of deadly weapons. They've been playing with power tools since they were toddlers and have no idea what's been going on around them. So it was critical to teach them what's going on. And I put together, I mean, the course really has... the course was designed around three methodological components taken from different fields. And I used, you know, a broad range of examples drawn from the news, drawn from history, drawn from popular culture. But the three basic messages were, the first one is everything online is manipulating you. And when somebody tells you something, you read an article, you see a video, the only safe assumption is that whoever said it wants you to believe it. And we started from there, and the first major topic we talked about was a bit of cognitive psychology, so you could learn the ways that you're manipulated online, you could learn the mind games that people are playing with you, and you could start building up your self-defenses. The second major topic was taken from Bayesian statistics, which sounds fancy, but it basically says, don't think that you have to know what's going on right away. Always remember that there are a lot of possible options out there, and that you don't have the evidence to know which ones are true and which ones are false. and you can keep many of them in your mind at the same time, and you can update your beliefs as new evidence comes in. And this is how you avoid falling into the trap that says either fund my organization or you're in favor of killing puppies. Right. Well, normally there are intermediate steps in between. And then the third topic that we talked about that was very important was we talked about networks and graphs and what are called emergent properties. And that is basically how you make we see this all the time in the economy. Right. You make purchase decisions based on local information. You see what's in front of you and decide where you want to spend money. And somehow or another, a lot of people doing that, making only local decisions, build into this massive national and global economy. Emergent properties are how things happen without anyone being in control. And that is the antidote to conspiratorial thinking. So those were the basic messages. And we talked about a full range of news stories of the past decade of history of pop culture.
I think everyone should have those guidelines known before signing on the internet. You know, you also mentioned in here AI fabrication, and I can only imagine in the next 5 years just how realistic this AI is going to get. And you know, you talk about manipulating people. I mean, that's a whole new animal.
Yeah, it absolutely is, and it's, you know, there's another piece I wrote a couple of weeks ago about this. One of the things that I've been studying for a long time is I've been obsessed since the 1980s. I've been obsessed with what it means to live at the dawn of the information age. And it turns out that the key thing that makes the information age different is that information used to be scarce and hard to come by. Right? You wanted to know something, you had to pay someone who knew how to find it. A spy, a lawyer, a teacher, a doctor. It was really hard to get information. All of a sudden, information is dirt cheap. You're drowning in it. Okay. You know what a search engine does? A search engine ignores the parts of the internet that are completely irrelevant to your query. It's a filter. Information is out there. We're drowning in it. And here's a problem. Okay? It's scarcity that creates value. Any era, any culture, any resource, if there isn't enough of it to meet demand, value skyrockets. If you got a surplus, value plummets. Well, we've now made information, we're in a surplus of information. Information has no value. You can't even win a bar bet anymore because whatever the question is, someone's going to look it up on their phone. Right?
That's right.
I mean, I think about, imagine, you know, maybe I'm dating myself, but I used to like a TV show called Cheers. Maybe some of your younger listeners know it in reruns.
One of the best spinoffs, Frasier, came from it, yes.
No, there was a character in Cheers named Cliff Clavin, who was a mailman. He was a regular at the bar, and he liked to spout off on topics that he knew nothing about. You know what happens to a guy like that? Right? And he was a staple, right? Everybody knew a guy like that. He was your college buddy. He was your bar buddy, whatever he was. Thing is, those guys can't last anymore, right? You look up everything. There's no value to knowing anything anymore. And that's a huge problem because we've got a generation that doesn't bother knowing anything because you can always look it up. And when you move from looking up facts to looking up analyses or moral judgments, we got a big problem. That's where AI is killing us, is going to kill us.
You know, Bruce, you're so right. I mean, I remember when I could first legally go to bars, you know, smartphones were still coming onto the scene. And our big thing was if we were having a conversation, no, you can't text somebody, put your phone down. We're going to have a debate here. And now you can't even have a fun debate because, you know, someone at the table has the phone under the table looking up the answer.
Right.
Bruce, I want to ask you a question. You know, a year ago, you released the book, American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. A year later, where do you see us? Where do you see the country standing?
Well, I mean, you know, we've started to fight back. You know, the Trump team has been phenomenal, particularly. I mean, I cannot tell you how thrilled I am with the work coming out of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. We really, you know, we've knocked out DEI. We've taken on, the universities. So we're starting to fight back. But, you know, there are people out there who think, oh, we had a good 6 months after a terrible 25 years. We've won. I mean, we haven't won. we finally entered the battlefield. So on that end, we're doing better, but we've got a very, very long road ahead. The place that I'm really worried about is the solution that I talk about. The solution that I talk about in there is connecting with America's own spiritual roots, is understanding that things like the Declaration of Independence, the First Amendment with the Free Exercise Clause and the Establishment Clause, those are, spiritual approaches that, whether you like calling it faith or spirituality or just metaphysics, we need these components of our society. And I don't feel that we've done a very good job of going back to America's roots. And in fact, some of the stuff you see coming out right now, I mean, I've watched stuff, we talked about anti-Semitism a moment ago. I've seen stuff coming across my social media feed that is Catholics and Protestants taking each other on as if we were back in the 16th century.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, there is really nasty stuff going on there.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bruce, really appreciate the conversation. Always great stuff. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you very much. Pleasure, Joe.
That is Bruce Abramson. He is currently the admissions director at New College of Florida and a fellow of the Coalition for America. Make sure you read his latest piece, How to Read Today's News, and check out his book, American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. We'll be back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Hope you're having a great Monday. You know, I said that to the last time we re-entered. I got to come up with a better reintroduction, but it is great to be here as always. You know, Bruce brought up Cheers. And I've seen Cheers, but Frasier, I do think, is probably the best spinoff of all time. I mean, you could watch Frasier and not know anything about Cheers.
Agreed.
You know, I loved Frasier, and it reminds me of the first when my parents let me stay up late. Thursdays, I could stay up and watch Seinfeld at 9 and Frasier at 9:30. That was, you know, I was like 10 years old, and that's why those are two of my favorite shows 30 years later.
I get it. I really do. That's a big deal.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, I know I've been on this before, but
they just don't make TV like they used to. I mean, I am not rushing to my TV. I do watch The Young and the Restless, but you know, I mean, that's been on for 40 some years. But current TV, there's really nothing that I'm appointment television unless it's, you know, sports. I can't think of the last time that I had to be in front of my TV at a certain time of day to watch a show since How I Met Your Mother went off the air. I think that was the last one.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
But oh, yeah. That was great.
The kids aren't going to be doing that. They stream, so it's all over.
They like to stream, and they get mad when they release it one episode at a time.
Yes, they do.
They want their Saturday to just be one show and over it. You know, I'm excited. I'm not a big preseason football fan. I think I talked about this last week. I think it's a waste. I don't like when people say football's back. But I am following training camp a little closer because the Bills are part of Hard Knocks this year. And tomorrow will be the first episode. So I'm like, okay, well, I got to follow training camp a little bit more because I'm going to have to watch this HBO show.
Yeah, and Josh Allen, I root for Josh Allen.
Oh, that's good, Sue. I like that.
I'm just telling you.
I love that. And, you know, Wednesday's a big day for me. I get to go pick my seats in the new stadium Wednesday at 9 a.m.
How does it look? Does it look great?
Oh, I mean, Sue, I look at that and I go, that's not going to be a Buffalo. You're crazy. it doesn't look like it belongs. We are supposed to have the old rundown stadium. We're not supposed to have the state-of-the-art new stadium.
So, oh, that's exciting. That really is.
And, you know, there's one view where you can perfectly see it off the water because it should be on the water, but it's not. But there's a little valley, and all the boaters have been taking pictures of the new stadium on the water. So it looks nice. I'm going to love this season. One last season in the stadium that I grew up in. And hopefully they're all the way to the AFC Championship in the stadium. But, yeah, I'm excited. Wednesday's a big day for me. So we've got stadium selection at 9. We open the fair on my show at 1 in Buffalo, and then I'm on the air here. So I've got one heck of a day on Wednesday. And it all starts with picking the new seats. And something else that's not that, you know, we're not used to here in Buffalo, personal seat license.
We had those here.
That's been the debate in Buffalo, you know, but they went through with it. And the good thing is they'll tie it to your first season ticket price plan. So it's you don't have to pay it all at once.
Okay.
Because, you know, we don't have that kind of money here in Western New York.
So. That's fair. That's totally fair.
I'm happy to see the Bills tomorrow. You know, I'm one of these people. I love football, but I don't want to wish summer away. Like, yeah. I love summer. Yeah. Yesterday, I was out. My son and I went on a walk down the bike path to a playground. We walked an hour there and an hour back. And, like, you can't do that in the winter. You're bundled up inside. I am going to enjoy every last day of summer. Even though the air quality today, because of the Canadian fires, is low. I love it. I love being outside. I love taking in the sun, even though, you know, I've got to put SPF 85 on when it's sunny outside.
Ethan could learn that lesson.
Mm-hmm. I am not wishing away summer, even though I do. I love college football. I love football. I love hockey. I love playoff baseball, obviously. But, I can't wait for that. And I do have to say this, since I'm on the air in St. Louis, I went to a show this weekend. A guy from St. Louis, Nelly.
Oh, yeah.
And it was an awesome. I felt like I was in high school again. Nelly, Ja Rule, Chingy, Eve. It was one heck of a show. Wow. And during the acts, they were playing, you know, music from the time. I mean, I felt like I was in a bar in college. Like,
wow. Chingy is from St. Louis, too. You got a couple in there. Yeah.
Nelly brought his cousin Jaquan out, who had the big hit in 2004, also from St. Louis. So it was in the crowd. It was fun. You saw a lot of Cardinals jerseys because, well, it's Nelly.
I love this.
St. Louis loves their Nelly. I mean, I think about things that St. Louis takes pride in as their own. It's like, you know, you got the arch, you got toasted ravioli.
Sure. Ted
Chuck
Drews.
Berry. Ted. Yeah. Nelly is right up there with all of them.
He really is.
He put on a great show. It was the second time I've ever seen Nelly. The only thing I would say is he left out some of the hits. Now, I know you want to play your newer stuff. I get it, but I'm there for the hits. I wanted to see Number One, and he didn't perform it. But beside that, it was an overall. It was one of those shows you didn't want to end. Like,
well,
it's a weekend.
Great. You can't ask for more than that.
I got nowhere to be tomorrow. Like that was. It was an all-timer, and we had great seats, and I just wanted to say, Nelly, he still has it. He still got it, and if I'm sure he's doing shows in St. Louis soon. Make sure you go and see him. So that was all going on this weekend, and obviously we've talked about in the first few segments about the Texas Democrats, and just so you know, there is a little breaking situation there. There has been a motion in the House to warrant civil arrest, but obviously they can't do that if they're not in Texas, because currently they're in Illinois. And later in the show, we will be talking with Jason Plummer. He's an Illinois state senator, and his thoughts on the Texas Democrats fleeing to Illinois. You know, and I love when I can do a topic like this, because this was the dominating topic on my Buffalo show today, obviously. I mean, this is the big story, and I tried to get an elected official on my Buffalo show, but 1-3 is tough to get people on. But it was the topic of discussion, and, you know, Governor Hochul has to be out there. But here's something that you might not know. Governor Hochul's getting ahead of this because Governor Hochul is being primaried by her lieutenant governor.
Ooh.
No one's talking about that outside of New York State. But the governor of New York, her lieutenant governor said, I can't serve with this woman anymore, and is primarying her next November. So obviously she's trying to get ahead of this. She's trying to get the points. She wants to get the national headlines. But she's got a big primary coming up in just a few months. I mean, as soon as, you know, this election season's over, she's going to be on the campaign trail. So when next time you see her making a big deal out of something, just remember her lieutenant governor said, I can't be with this woman anymore, left and primarying her. So she's trying to score those political points. When we come back, I've got something else I got to talk about with everyone. My former employer is coming back. We'll talk about that. We'll have Sue's news and much more here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.